out a bad digs, eh? The only disappointment I suppose I have this morning is that they did not ask me to have a nice white coat, which tends to make one look like you know what you're talking about and you're official and so forth. When we came to the state of Kentucky and subsequently found it was called the Commonwealth of Kentucky, we really didn't have any plans which would lead us to where we are today. Our plan then and now, in fact, was to create products and jobs based on what we knew, based on what I know. And you will forgive me when you go through what I'm describing as the Kentucky experience, if I, Mr. Governor, sort of go back to my roots. And in my roots as a brewer and a distiller, of course, the Commonwealth of Kentucky and the bluegrass of Kentucky and bourbon country was near and dear to us. And that's where we started. And as you went on, of course, you have to build not just on your own technology, but you have to create new technology. And in effect, that's what we have been doing with the University of Kentucky, with many universities around the world for the last 27, 28 years ago. But where and how could we possibly get into this thing of nutrigenomics, and many people have a hard time even pronouncing it, nutrition and the gene? You know, it is but 5 or 6 years ago that the human genome was built, 5 to 6 years ago. And in that last 60, 70 months, the gene has been built for virtually all animals, up to and including the horse. We are trying, incidentally, to keep the information pertaining to the horse rather secret, because we would like to be able to predict with absolute certainty the winner of the Kentucky Derby, which runs the first Saturday in May. And I can tell you that we have been able, sir, to crack that secret. And as I walk away with my winnings on the first Saturday in May, and incidentally as of yesterday, we have $30 million more to spend perhaps at Churchill Downs. But how do we get involved then with this? 60 months go by, 70 months go by, and we have a little gene this size. And on this gene, we have 30, 40, 50,000 genes. And on this gene, we have 30, 40, 50,000 experiments. We don't need 40,000 animals. We need one gene chip. So what would happen with regard, sir, to Alzheimer's, if indeed we were to find a nutrient which would improve the quality of our brains? Well, sir, I believe we may have found such a nutrient. And I believe that based on what we've seen with this gene, we may be in fact able to say, hey, this is what we can do for Alzheimer's. Equally with this gene, we can say, how can we in fact enable our animals to grow on scarce raw materials? Corn is not a sustainable model for the future of animal production and the future of food production. We have to look to fiber. And as we look to fiber, why, the gene chip will help us. So how did we get into it? Because Dr. Power, he may not seem like it, he may not sound like it, but he is a salesman. And none better than a sucker who is also a salesman to fall for a salesman. And so when Ronan told me about the power of this gene, I said, we've got to do something. And so we did something in Wisconsin, Ronan, if you remember. And then we said, well, gosh, you know, why Wisconsin? Why the badger country, as you know? Why not bring it back here? And that's what happens. And that, ladies and gentlemen, should be and is the story of science. Somebody challenges you and you come up with a solution. Somebody challenges you, and if you're sort of an entrepreneur as well as a scientist, you come up with the business. We will have 80 qualified, well-paid scientists in this facility. We will use this facility as a cluster to which we can attract other scientists, other companies. We have lots of land out here. Dr. Byrne, we would like to see an institute of traceability right here beside us. Governor, we would like to see an institute where we're testing for all the drugs and so forth that we use and sometimes abuse in the human chain, and also some of the ingredients which go into feed, so we can test. So you would see in the future, perhaps, a campus right here. But any journey starts with the first step. And the first step this morning is to open this facility. I look at the cylinders on either side here, and it reminds me of being in my laboratory. I look inside and I think, wow, I never had a laboratory like this to work in. And so I hope that this facility, guys, inspires people. And I hope this facility, in fact, says a message and gives a message to our young people saying, hey, guess what? Guess what? Science is exciting. So without further ado, I think you and I, sir, have to go behind here and cut the ribbon and open the Nutrigenomics Center. Nutrigenomics Center. See, I can't even say it. The Nutrigenomics Center. Thank you very much.